This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and our focus is on the future. It's Memorial Day weekend, and people are not really working much today, unless you're in some of those service jobs or things that you have to do, but a lot of people are just off. Yesterday the traffic was wild here where I am in the Boston area, and it seems, although the traffic's getting worse, it isn't just me. I think everybody feels it. And I don't know what we were talking yesterday. We got off onto our we all were off on this one, the nuisance of what goes on the roads and the highways as you travel. So today the focus is probably just on getting out and enjoying and thinking about what the I find these exercises great, because it does get us to think about the future. When you feel good somehow or other, I think you feel that it's productive to look into the crystal ball. What is this weekend going to be like for you? What's the summer going to be like for you? What's the rest of the year going to be like for you? Or as you project ahead, what's next year? I don't know that a lot of people think about next year, but I think people think through, okay, what am I going to do this summer? And I was looking back and talking to my friend Uri Geller about things that have changed for all of us. Even if you go back the last 20 years, Kara was saying earlier, Victoria, she was born at a time when, you know, there were certain changes that were going on. But if we look back at the time, I was born at a time when there were big changes in our country. You were born at a time when there were big changes going on in our country. And I guess we have, from that, we think about how our country has changed so phenomenally in the years that we've been in existence. And frankly, from now until the 4th of July, I think we build up every year into thinking, at least I do, and I think people that are conscious do, think about what this country is all about. What does it stand for? How has it changed? Has it changed for the better? Has it changed for the worse? Do we feel optimistic about our future? I think that's an individual thing. I would guess that because all of us are involved in this program, and this program basically is an optimistic overview of what's going on now and in the future, that we will feel good about the future. But think about, again, the things that have changed. You laugh at me because I have a flip phone. That was phenomenal.
No, I didn't laugh at you for that.
Yes,
I did not laugh at you for that. They're coming back.
The razor phone is coming back. Well, yeah. Isn't that part of it? The things, all that's good does seemingly come back again. Going back to just using this technology, Kodak 20 years ago had 170,000 employees. Do you even know, either of you, what Kodak is? What the company did?
Like cameras?
Film.
Film?
Yes. And I right. Yesterday I was criticized because as we have a focus on what's going on in the world, I get a kick out of what you don't know, and sometimes you get a kick out of what I don't know, and it blends well most of the time. I don't want anybody to think that I'm aiming to do this so that either you want to make me feel foolish or I want to make you feel foolish. But what I find is an interesting sort of cultural focus on the chain. And I'm doing this because I want to explain what it is that's going on in my mind and why I wanted to do what I did to have, let's say, you and Kara, Victoria here, to see and embrace that which is best about where we are now, and to perhaps embrace some of the great things about where we have been. And so I bring them together here and explain to folks who are listening that the reason I'm doing it is because I want you to, if you can, if you feel to, focus on your life over whatever years you've been on the planet and how it has become better. Life is in general better, I think, when I look back at my life. Each year it has become better. Have there been things that have disappointed me? Yep. Have there been things in my life that have disappeared I wish they hadn't? Yep. Have I had challenges? Yep. Am I getting through them? Yep. And so isn't that something we all can do? I use Kodak as an example because they had 170,000 employees 20 years ago. And they sold 85%. 170,000 employees. And now they don't have any.
Were they bought by somebody?
Yeah, it was Eastman Kodak. Eastman, the paper company, was Eastman. Kodak was the photography end of it. We used to take pictures on paper, ladies. There were the pictures.
You mean you could print
your parents
pictures?
You could print. Yes. Right. Yeah. And now we don't take pictures on film. We
love
cameras.
Polaroids.
Well, they're bringing those back again, but it's a different conceptual
model.
You know,
I think about this sometimes, how one of my favorite things to do is look back through our own photo albums of me and my sisters when we were little, and it's, you know, it was fun to see my parents' pictures of when they were younger, and I kind of wonder what we're going to do when we have kids and grandkids, because it doesn't, you know, it's not like it's fun to really just sit down and show people all the pictures on your phone, you know, and I guess you can look at them on the computer, but it doesn't have the same feeling as when same nostalgia as when you sit there and flip through a photo album.
But I can't tell you how often. That's a great reference, Kara, because how many of us go out? I was with somebody yesterday who got out some pictures of something, and I'm trying to remember what the heck it was. Oh, it was Donald, the guy who works for me on the farm, and I bought him a tablet. So he takes a tablet with him every place he goes, takes pictures of things on the farm that need repair or something we're trying to sell or something we're trying to buy, and we're just flipping through a whole bunch of pictures. And I thought to myself as we were doing it, how fabulous this is, because it helps so much in what we're trying to get done. Conceptualizing, he needed a part for the rear end of a truck. And all he did was take a picture of it and go to the junkyard to find the part. He took a picture of the part number and how the part fit into the rear end of this axle. And he found it with a guy in 5 minutes. Now, we would have gone through pages of stuff and gone walking around the whole yard and wouldn't have been able to find it. So it's fabulous what it saves for us when you look at it that way.
Absolutely.
Computers have become, artificial intelligence, if you will, computers have become so much better in our trying to understand what's going on in the world. I find every once in a while, when you look at them, this is why I'm trying to say that we're so much better off. Look at how we diagnose cancer now as to what we did even 4 or 5 years ago. Look at what Facebook has done in terms of the software that maybe some of us like and some of us don't, the cookies that are used to, they say, help us buy things. Google does the same thing. I mean, I don't know that I think that's an improvement, but it's something that really it's fascinating to know that they can do that sort of thing. How the automobile industry is changing. We'll have cars that drive themselves in 5 years. You have trucks that drive themselves in 10 years. You'll be able to pick up your smartphone and push a couple of little things on the smartphone, and the car will drive to your back door and pick you up.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Your children, I'm going to bet both of you, your children will never have to have a driver's license when you have them, because they're never going to own a car. They're never going to. They'll be
That's probably true, actually. That could be very true.
What do they call zip cars? Right? The people just use cars when they need them.
Yeah.
And then the whole.
It's better
business
for the environment.
Yeah, well, it seems to be. I don't know whether car companies are going to become bankrupt, how lives will change. There's the focus on Tesla. Apple says they're going to build a car. Google says they're going to build cars. So what has happened to the Chevy or the GM model, or what happens to the Ford model or Chrysler or Volkswagen or any of them? There are a lot of people in these big companies that are quite worried about Tesla. I talked seriously with somebody yesterday about buying a Tesla.
I actually looked online seriously yesterday. We were looking at a Tesla as well. Yeah. It wouldn't work for us in New York City because we wouldn't have a place to plug it in.
Yeah, right. You can't plug it in.
That would be the only downside.
But in next, you'll see in 10 years, maybe sooner than that, electric cars become a main thing. This guy, Musk, is going to become a trillionaire, jillionaire because he figured it out. Electricity is going to become cheaper. I'm looking ahead at a lot of things, the sorts of things that the pharmaceutical industry is doing that I have no use for, but one of the medical devices, or any number of medical devices aimed at understanding your biomarkers that will identify diseases when you're born that you could get and how that'll work toward making your life better and longer, healthier. The thing that fascinates me more than anything else about the future is the 3D printer. There's something about that.
it's creepy and
my
cool
mind.
At the same time.
Yes. Yeah. They're very expensive now. They're about $18,000-$20,000. But they'll come down in price. In the next, I bet you, 5-10 years, they'll be $400-$500. And you'll be able to do, I'll be able to make spare parts for my tractors on the farm. I'm not buying any tractors that are self-propelled. I want to keep driving them after I'm gone. Do what you want. But I'm buying and keeping my old tractors. I love those old tracks, and I'm doing. But parts are hard to find for them, so you get a 3D printer, and agricultural robots.
Make your own parts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought. Anyway, the future here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Not a morning person. Yeah, me neither. So I make this simple: bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Value's Reward Program gives us late checkout, room upgrade, and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. The night you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
What? What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Memorial Day today, and on Monday we'll play a lot of the music in our musical segments. Each hour we have, at this time of the hour, we have a focus on music. So let's crank up the Beach Boys, Kara. There is a summer song or sound that's better than this. I don't know what it is, and I don't think it's generational. I just think this stuff works.
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys
were my first concert ever.
Really?
Yeah,
I had never
seen Beach Boys when I was... Oh, they're so good. When I was little, Uncle Jesse from Full House, which was like the big TV show when I was a little kid, he was playing drums with... He went on tour with the Beach Boys, and that was the first concert I ever saw.
Really? Did you go see it because he was in it?
Yeah. And my parents went because they loved the Beach Boys, but I went because I wanted to see Uncle Jesse. But I ended up loving the Beach Boys. Bridge that gap.
That was a great moment
of bridging the gap. My whole family enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a way of just doing that here, too.
Music does it.
Martha and the Vandellas, 1967. As a matter of fact, 1966 or 67. Heat Wave, crank it up, Kara. Martha was the secretary for Berry Gordy. You've heard that story, right?
No,
he heard her singing at her desk one morning and said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice. Let's see if we can put..." And all of this was formulaic. Then he found four or five other women, young women that were working at Motown, and they put them in a studio, and this is what came out of it.
Well, you know what? We're talking about bridging the gap between generations.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, before you came on this morning, Kara and I were talking about summer songs, and I said, "Do you know that song, Heat Wave?" And Kara goes, "Yeah, Martha and the Vandellas."
Yeah.
So right away, both of us picked this song because
we
love
summer,
it.
Because summer music is different than the rest of the, for whatever the reason, things that put you in the mood for summertime are different. All right. So what do we have here?
I think this is in the 80s, right?
Bananarama. Is this Bananarama?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. There's nothing better than saying Bananarama. There's something about that just kills me. The simple little stuff like saying, this is Bananarama on Good Day. Crank it up, Kara. One of the things that someday I'll have Bob or Rich test off some of the old tapes of me when I was a disc jockey. You guys will laugh your butts off.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Listening to me as a disc jockey. It depends on your definition of cool, probably.
No, I'd love to hear that.
All right. What do we have here?
The Ramones, Rockaway Beach.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is an 80s. Didn't they start in the 80s? Late 80s, early 90s?
Late 70s, I think.
Was it? Did they go back that far?
I think so.
What is this song all about? What's the story here? I know the song.
Rockaway Beach, off New York. That's a big, that's where a lot of New Yorkers go to the beach in the summertime.
It's that all of the rock stuff, with the exception of the Beach Boys, the West Coast act, much of the stuff that was summer music started around Coney Island, the beaches that were important in New Jersey and New York, frankly. It's some of the really silly songs.
And in honor of you seeing the Monkees tonight, here we go.
All right, Monkey music for Christmas. Monkey music for the summertime. 28 after on Good Day.
Hyperbole is the worst, most awful form of language ever, and I really can't stand it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hyperbole is an obvious and intentional exaggeration. For example, I had to wait in line forever yesterday. I will never speak to you again if you go there. I can't stand it when people fill in the blank. Most people use hyperbole in their normal speech, and oftentimes it's innocent enough, or is it? The more we fill our minds with exaggerations, the more likely we are to feel exaggerated emotional responses. In other words, if I say I can't stand something when I actually can, I'm firing myself up more than I actually probably need to. So be mindful of the hyperbole you use, or as I tend to say, be mindful of your speech because, well, you're listening. For more on how awful hyperbole is, visit drchristianconti.com.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ba-da-ba-doom, ba-dum-ba-dum. All right, so where are we here? Looks like 34 after the hour. I'm not going to be particularly good at being a pro today because I don't feel like being a pro today. I feel like
playing
having...
Bookie?
I feel well, I've said often to people... I remember when I used to go around and talk about being on the air and what it was all about and what I was really all about. I would say that if I could get away with screwing off all the time on the air, I would. but I can't. But today, you can. And by the way, you know, this program is on the air every holiday. No matter how I mature, that stuff won't change because it's part of what people expect. And I've built up that expectation. Frankly, I like to be here on holidays. Sometimes some of you come along for the ride. You can come if you want or not. But I usually have a great time. Memorial Day will be a good day. 4th of July will be a good day on the air. It's just fun to be here and to share with people. And you can always share with me, you know that, how this works. 888-302-3684. Your fondest summer memories. That'd be a good thing for us to pursue. Twitter at Good Day Show, the continuing live tweet that we have going on here. And at some point in time, we're going to dig around and find some of the stuff that we've been actually following. I was going to say working on, but there's not much. There's not much work here. There are people. We've retweeted a lot of things connected to the Food for the Poor effort this week, and that's been helpful. I find it interesting to look at some of the names, people commenting on the commercials, like the My Pillow conversations that we have. Hello, Hugh. And so there are people whose names I'm learning, people who are part of the program and have been for years, folks in Oklahoma City, Robert Hamilton, how do you do? Justin Herring in Kentucky. Here's Vivian Cooper in Texarkana, Martin Howell in Mount Shasta, California, Pat Jones in Chattanooga, Andy Katowitz in San Diego, Little Rock, Daniel Lesser, and a lot of people who are not listening on the radio. A lot of people who are listening through these various devices. Tune In is probably the most prominent, but there are others as well. And then there are people following. Eco Automation is following me. What does that actually mean, Victoria? What does it mean when somebody
is Eco Automation?
Well, no, I know that's a handle.
I was going to say, I don't know. You'd have to tell me that.
No, it's just another handle like Good Day, whatever it is. Probably has something to do with a company. Somebody who works there is following me. But when they're following me, what are they following? What are they? Look, this is probably Facebook, I'm going to guess.
No, this
is maybe
Twitter.
It'd be Twitter. It is. It's all.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
it's
I'm
on
looking
Facebook.
At this.
They've
it's all
you.
Right. Okay.
Or they've liked your page.
They're following
on,
me.
Twitter. They're following you.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric Schwartzberg liked my tweet on small business owners. That we had a conversation yesterday with a guy named Steve Strauss, hiring practices, that sort of thing, and a lot of people. We have a lot of small business people listen to this program because they embrace me because I'm a small businessman. They sort of follow. I'm supporting them, and they know that. They feel it. So, anyway, what did you start to say, Karen?
I was just saying that following on Twitter basically means that they're seeing everything that you post. And instead of having to go to your specific profile every day, that means that, you know, every time they get on Twitter and it goes through there, you know, they look through their whole feed of tweets coming, and then they get to see yours, and it just makes it easier, more accessible.
Okay. Jack Williams, newsman in Boston, following. People and their handles come up. At Laney Land. What do you suppose that is? At Tattoo World. It's an interesting thing. We didn't talk about this the other day when I first saw it, but I think it's worth a moment or two of discussion. This business about tattoo ink and this new type of tattoo ink that means you can easily take a tattoo off, or you can alter a tattoo, or wear the tattoo.
That's
yes,
a tongue twister.
Yes, it is. The ink will, this new kind of ink will wear off after a year or so. My son.
This is
has
the coolest thing ever.
A lot of tattoos. Do you have any tattoos, either of you?
I have one, but I would like more.
Yeah, really? I also have one. And I mean, I think this is interesting. I think this is good for the people who get drunk
and go get a tattoo
and get really
or
bad tattoos because then they can, you know, it gives tattoo artists another option if someone is, you know, really pressuring them to give them a tattoo.
Right.
But I also think, a lot of people get them because they're permanent. My dad is completely covered. Neck down to his feet. He's got a full leg, both arms, his whole back, and a couple different chest pieces, which I know people are surprised about. And he loved it because it's, you know, it's permanent and it's artwork on his
what
body.
What does the artwork commemorate? Why the particular things that he chose? Why does he have the things that are on his body?
Well, he has a lot of different books that are, you know, kind of like fantasy, different, you know, art, stuff like that. So it's actually one arm is a lot of different kind of mythical characters that you would, you know, like fairies or like red cap, something like that.
Yeah.
And then some other ones are more realistic, like, you know, it's supposed to look like the inside of your body. And he's got a few commemorating, you know, his parents.
Yeah.
But
and the birth of you guys, right? I'm sure he's got something in there. For
yeah, sure. Sure he does. He always tells me that the little red cap on his arm, that was for me. The little ugly red cap. So thanks, Jack.
This is fascinating because my son is in his late 30s. He started getting tattoos when he was in college. And he has, especially since the passing of his mother, devoted much ink on his body to her, images of her. She was quite an artist, things that she drew or created. He has all over his body. He's got significant things there about his friends and experiences in life. And every once in a while, I find it disturbing, frankly. It has bothered me, and he knows it's bothered me, and he hasn't rubbed my nose in it. It just is his expression. A lot of times, what I'm told now by people who are pretty good at figuring out why people do things, those people who, and I'm saying this after acknowledging that your father, you just explained to us, Carol, your father has them all over his body. There's usually a certain amount of anger that is endemic in putting a tattoo on, especially if you have a lot of them. And my son it would be the first to tell you that he's angry about what his mother went through, the suffering that she went through in her life, and what he basically saw through all of his life. Because when he was 4 years old, when she came down with breast cancer, and she lived with it, stage four breast cancer, for 21, almost 22 years before she died.
Wow.
And it was something, so he grew up with it. It was his life. And he worried every day that his mother was going to die. And so whatever it was that came out of that experience has expressed itself, because he's not an outwardly angry person at all. But we all have our things, and some people can express their anger. We all have anger. Every single one of us has anger for whatever the reason about things that have happened to us. Or we think, you know, there are people that are angry just because they don't have what the next guy has. You know, that sort of thing. And there are people that have legitimate angers about things. And this is supposedly an expression of that. Yes.
I do find it as a form of expression. I think it's a way to relieve yourself or, you know, express yourself. But
yeah.
I don't necessarily know if the feeling always comes from a place of anger.
Well, it may that's a generality coming from somebody who's shrink. What did you say, Victoria?
I was just going to say, I have a friend who's a therapist, and yeah, she had mentioned once to me that, and she said it's for whatever reason, it doesn't apply to men, but in her practice, and this is not a blanket statement, this is one therapist saying one observation. I just want to, you know, say that in advance, because people are going to be in an uproar.
Yeah.
She said she's never encountered a woman who has a full sleeve of tattoos on her arm who wasn't a victim of abuse. So she said that's something that she has noticed. Yeah, she said that's something in her practice that she's noticed. It doesn't apply to men for whatever reason, but there might be something that men have that's different. I don't know if it's anger in your son's case or some other type of trauma. It is interesting. I mean, I have one tattoo on my wrist, and I have I got it at a moment of independence, and you know,
in
I
other words, to your mother and father, you were saying,
"Up yours, Mom! Up yours, Dad!"
Well, luckily, they didn't notice for about 8 months, and then my mom freaked out.
So this guy, this New York biochemist who invented the new ink, got a tattoo that his parents disapproved of, and he tried to have it removed, but was not able to do that. And oftentimes you see people who had tattoos taken off and the scars is really ugly, actually.
Yeah. Kelly Ripa just had the one on her ankle removed, and it does not look good.
Doesn't look good, really.
No.
So this poll this week, it was 1 in 3 Americans have one tattoo or more. About 25% have designs that they regret getting. And because this is, excuse me, tattoo removal has become, as you're suggesting, a pretty big cosmetic business. People are eager to remove their ex's name, for example, or sketchy characters. Sometimes there are you look at something and you get the wrong feeling about it.
How expensive is this? Because I would think that this is a lot of...
Expensive.
What I was thinking. A lot of people get tattoos, and that people have advised that, you know, you should take... If you have something you want to get a tattoo of, then you should draw it on yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, keep it there for a couple weeks and get used to it and see if you hate it or not. And I was going to say, if this wasn't super expensive, or if you've got lots of money, then this could be an option for, you know, you do this for a year, and if you... Well, never mind. Completely discrediting me. I was saying if you do it for, you know, a year, then and if you hate it, then it'll go away. And if you don't, then you could get it redone as an actual tattoo that is more permanent.
Mm. So, there we are. I don't have any tattoos on my body. I feel sort of...
Well, here you go.
We'll have to get you one.
Right. The number one tweet of the week was our focus on the long lines at TSA, at the TSA at airports. That was pretty interesting. We had thousands of retweets on that. The engagement, I'm learning how all of this stuff works. This is great because you're a great tutor, and so is our pal Nicole, who is doing most of our social media. Ad Good Day show focused on Nashville. So the Ad Good Day and then the hashtag Bring Back Nashville. Hashtag comes and is used in what way? How do we best use... This is Nashville, the TV show that people wanted to bring back because it was canceled this week. And that got a lot of interest. Anyway, so hashtagging is part of what the focus on what's on Twitter, right?
Yes, and it's basically, it's a way of cataloging. So if you click on hashtag Bring Back Nashville, you're going to then see, it'll take you on Twitter to see every other person who wants Nashville to come back.
Right.
And every person who's talking about Nashville getting canceled. So it's a way of organizing by theme, I guess. If that
so
makes
8,000 people, 8,000 people follow what we were saying this week. So that's cool. Thank you. That's Twitter.
Cool.
At Good Day Show. It's 47 after the hour here on Good Day.
Music is with us. Wherever we go. Whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-509-9777 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-509-9777. That's 800-509-9777. 800-509-9777.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here we are, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Now, you're going to have to help me with this. And I'm going to be the first to tell you that I don't get what a Shinoji... How do you pronounce that even?
Okay. It's a Shinoji.
Have you because heard it's Charlie Sheen that's doing
yes.
it. I get it. A Shinoji.
Yes.
Okay. So he's released a collection of emojis using some of his classic phrases. So we have some of those for you. You'll be able to listen.
This is his video introduction, yes.
All right. So stand by for that. Up next here on Good Day.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
Music is with us,
Wherever we go, whoever we're with, the sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
55 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program. Okay, so Charlie Sheen has Shinoji's as opposed to emojis. And so here is one of his classic phrases.
Hello, I'm Charlie Sheen, and what I'm presenting today is absolutely fabulous. And I'm urging you to surrender to the reality that everything you think you know about interpersonal communication is about to change. All right, you've heard of emojis and bitmojis. These are called Sheenojis. Here's what sets them apart. The thing you're going to be really excited about, it's Sheenoji. You get the picture. Figure it out.
Sheenoji. In the App Store.
He's nuts.
So the Kardashians have these. Ariana Grande's got them. Charlie Sheen now has his own app, complete with an emoji keyboard. You can text the people you use. Every once in a while, I send a note out and put an emoji behind it just for fun because I think it's kind of fun. But he's got, you know, there's probably, if you look around there, Carrie, you can find a clip of him saying, "Winning!"
Or, yes.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he's introduced this new app. Where it's 99 cents. And how many millions will he make from people
a
being
lot.
Foolish enough? 99 cents is nothing. Okay, I want to have a Charlie Sheen G, whatever, booba hooba. So, you know what? That's a good idea, Victoria. Let's see what we can figure out. We'll create something that can be a Doug Goji or something like that. Meanwhile, really practical knowledge today, properly charging your phone. How it is, I think yesterday, the day before, we were talking about cancer coming from the old phones, you put them up to your ear. Not so much the case now. But I do think some of these batteries can be fairly dangerous. There is a lot of stuff in them that we wish weren't in them. But I don't know about charging. I have to charge mine a couple times a day. How about you? How often do you have to charge your phone?
Well, after doing research with this, I realize I've been doing it all wrong. I plug my phone in. I have an iPhone 6, and I plug it in every night, and I leave it plugged in all night. Apparently, I'm killing my battery life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've learned, you get 500 charge cycles in a lifetime. So every time your phone goes to zero, you've used one charge cycle.
So the battery in a year and a half goes dead if you do it this way.
Exactly. Right? And this is why every 2 years everyone complains they need a new iPhone because the battery has died.
And this is
ideally the battery.
Well, that's expensive to get a new battery. You can't do that for iPhones. Everything's internal. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is actually really interesting because every time I charge my phone at night and I wake up in the morning and there's, you know, when it's fully charged, there's a specific little note at the top that says unplug to save your battery life.
Mm-hmm.
And I use almost my whole battery, like, every day.
So the bottom line is here, you probably don't want to leave your phone plugged in all night, every night. Juice it up for an hour or so in the car, whatever. That's what I do. A lot of times I plug it in the car, or I'll plug it in downstairs while I'm on the air, and that's
several small charges throughout the day. You want to keep your phone between 40 and 80%.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.